Good morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok, this morning. But the role tonight will be conversationalist with Arlo Guthrie, who was woven into the Thanksgiving fabric in America.
We are so lucky to have Arlo. He's a great hero as far as I'm concerned. He is a fantastic performer. 50 years since he wrote Alice's Restaurant. And at the Great Mehewe Theater tonight, there is going to be a marking of that 50th anniversary. They're going to show Alice's Restaurant. And before that, we're going to do an interview. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, you know, Alice's Restaurant has become the Thanksgiving song. You know, you got White Christmas on Christmas, and you got Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving. And it's just a wonderful thing. So tonight I'll be playing your role, David. I'll ask a couple of questions, and he'll be doing all the talking. Believe me, he's phenomenal.
Well, I know it's sold out. It'll be a fantastic event at the Mehewe Theater. Alan Shartok with Arlo Guthrie, and then you get to watch the wonderful film.
Arthur Penn.
And all these, by the way, you have an interview with Arthur Penn. You have Pete Seeger talking about Arlo Guthrie on many of those interviews.
And Arlo talking about Pete.
So all those things are available at WAMC if you want to give thanks to the radio station. And while we're at it, happy Thanksgiving to all. Big travel day. Please be careful.
It's the only day of the year, David, when I go home on the I-90 that there is a backup. Sometimes for miles, I try to get off at a different exit because I know that that toll booth is going to be completely backed up. It's huge.
Well, let's get to the huge events around the world. And of course, yesterday we were greeted to the news that Turkey had downed a Russian jet, and the response from Russia by Vladimir Putin, a quote, stab in the back. And of course, questions over whether it was in Turkish airspace.
Well, that's right. There is some evidence now that those planes were testing Turkey, that Turkey told them 10 times to get out of there. If you see them, the topographical and other map, it's difficult. But, you know, this is so Putin-esque. First you test the Turks, you put the planes over there. Then when they object and they warn you, you then say, oh, you offended me. In local politics, we have the same sort of thing right here. You get the governor jabbing at de Blasio. De Blasio finally says, stop it. And the governor says, you've insulted me. I mean, give me a break. This is exactly what Putin is doing on the international level also. But significant that the president called the prime minister of Turkey and said, basically, you were in the right. And of course, NATO's got a big problem because NATO has to defend the member states, and Turkey is a member state. So this could either be nothing or it could be a great deal.
There's a great deal of focus right now on Chicago after a video of a police shooting was released. The 17-year-old black man, Laquan McDonald, was walking away from police as he was gunned down, 16 gunshots. It's all on video, Alan. The police officer has been charged with murder in the case. And one more example of the power of video in the relationship between police and black youth.
You are so right, David. Rodney King, not a kid, but all of those years ago, if there had been no video, there would have been no Rodney King. And here you have this. And of course, there were many people in Chicago who didn't want that video out there because they're afraid it's going to lead to protests of one kind or another, including street protests. So black lives do matter. And when you show something like this, it really is a great incitement for people to protest. And I have no doubt that on some level, I hope it's not going to be physical, but on some level, there's going to be protest.
As well as backlash. And we're seeing more backlash here in the States toward Muslim Americans, Alan. New York City police say a postal worker bumped into and spit on a Muslim woman before threatening to burn down her place of worship.
It ain't good. This is exactly the kind of thing these tensions lead to. Muslim citizens have rights. Nobody has any right to physically or any other way abuse somebody based on the fact that they are of a different religion. That's why we have laws about hate crimes that come right down to this. You can't do that. And the fact that there are those politicians who unrestrained go out and basically push people to this point, they got to bear some of the responsibility too. And here I mean specifically Donald Trump.